Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are a rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And today's stardate, 10,278. That's today's stardate. That's the number of days since Pluto rounded the sun and had a New Year's. All right. Next up is the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. First up, our very own GVCC Treasurer, Lorraine Cordova, has been appointed to the board of the Matsu Trails and Park Foundation. The 3-year term with no limit to the number of terms she can serve. She can be indentured forever. They'll never let her leave. She's terrific. Our thanks to the foundation for the assistance on the Purinton Creek Trail upgrades this summer, and our congratulations to Lorraine for her appointment to the board. If you think you want to know more about the foundation, go to the Glacier Review on Facebook and click on the link. I'll post the link there. Otherwise, it's matsutrails.org. Again, matsutrails.org. Matsu Trails is all one word. If you think the trails and parks are important, please consider a tax-deductible donation to the foundation and click on the donate to their home page. Awesome. And again, congratulations to Lorraine Cordova, the Glacier View Community Council Treasurer. Also on that link, the Glacier Review page, I will also be posting not only the matsutrails.org link, but also a survey with the Future MSB Transportation Projects Survey. Again, that's the Future MSB Transportation Projects Survey. I'll be posting that link too. All right, so go to Facebook to the Glacier Review and check out those links. Other council news, the Glacier View Community Council Vice President Fred Hirschman and his wife Randy, what a dynamic duo, hosted a meeting on Wednesday the 25th, and we discussed the Archives. Now, there's the Archives group, the Archives Committee at the Glacier View Community Council, and we started off with an empty book, putting in people's names. We've been doing this, maybe almost 2 years now, recognizing past people in Glacier View and honoring people, as well as current people, both elders and people who are doing special things in the community. So, we have archives. We actually have documents from the 80s, when the school kids recorded stories and typed them up on probably, I don't know, old Apple IIe's maybe, dot matrix pin feed paper stories were unearthed by our own Dorothy Hernzer, a teacher at Glacier View School. So we have an active archives program. 2 years ago, we had Marie Achima up here doing video recording of stories. And then last year we had photographs with photographer up last year, and now this year we've got the Glacier View Community Council Archives Committee in full swing. Fred Hirschman, our vice president, is the chair. So he's preparing an actual paper book with leather cover. Also, the council has paid for and is receiving digital recorder and some large memory chips so we can actually gather stories, and our Rebecca Stedman will be transcribing these recorded stories into text when they will be then edited by the storyteller and printed on acid-free paper and put in archives. We'll also be making a finding document, a kind of catalog or index of the materials we have. People are donating materials such as photos and maps and interesting archival information on the early days of Glacier View. Today, on Wednesday, we put together a list of the first people to interview, and a comprehensive list, but it will grow. So we'll be recording with our digital recorder in its little Pelican sturdy case, and we will be building this archive. It will be available online after the stories have been processed, approved, reviewed, etc. They'll also be available for reading in paper format. So it's very cool what's going on with the council and the archives. Huge hats off to Fred and Randy Hirschman, and what a successful meeting on Wednesday. We'll probably be using Google Docs to archive materials and make them available. The availability may be restricted in terms of ability to just copy, not place. We're going to have to work out some protocols, and also we're going to have something, not quite Creative Commons, but something on the order of the release form. It will give the storyteller full rights over using the stories and using them commercially. Other people will be able to use them, but not commercially, not for any direct money-making, and use it for academic purposes. And we'll be looking to place copies of our archives in two or three locations in Alaska. So we are really taking this up the next step, and Fred Hirschman is doing a fabulous job, as is Randy, his wife. Other things that came up in the council meeting is Thursday, October 26th, the school is having a celebration at 5:30 for the community. The PTO is providing chili. People are bringing side dishes or salad or dessert. 5:30 at the school. The playground has new equipment. The playground has been rebuilt. It is fabulous. And the superintendent told us, we are the only community council that has donated money to its local school playground. We allocated $5,000 a couple of years ago. Took the borough a little while to get that figured out and installed a fabulous playground. It is really awesome. I enjoy going there in an afternoon. Okay, I don't. But the kids sure like it. So our council donated $5,000 to the event. We were upgraded big time, and now we have a very safe and fun and engaging playground. We're having that celebration Thursday, October 26th, 5:30. PTO's bringing chili. You bring the sides, salads, and desserts. Also, we're updating the phone list, the 911 emergency call list. If you're not on the list and you live in Glacier View, it's good to be on it. Have an emergency, first thing you do is call 911. Even if it's medical and you want an ambulance and you want the Glacier View ambulance, the dispatch knows that and calls the EMTs right here in Glacier View. So the fastest and safest response is always 911. Then call your neighbors, and that's what this list is for. Now, frankly, sometimes things are not quite a trooper or ambulance emergency, and you need something fast, call your neighbors. That's what the list is for. Are you new to Glacier View, or are you just not on the list yet and want to be? Let me know. All right, our second annual health fair is Saturday, April 14th. Our own Brolin Gearwig is organizing that. We'll have more information. We're looking for volunteers. So put April 14th down on your calendar for our own health fair, the second annual health fair. And again, great kudos to Brolin and others who are putting this together. Really fabulous. The Glacier View Business Group is meeting November 2nd at 9 a.m. at Matanuska Lodge. Again, the Glacier View Business Group is meeting November 2nd, 9 a.m. at Matanuska Lodge. We just get together periodically and look at things like how to advertise Glacier View a little better. What is good advertising? What's good for business? Are there any concerns or opportunities? All are welcome. 9 o'clock, November 2nd at Brenda's Matanuska Lodge. That's about mile 100 on the Glen. Friday, November 10th, Susan Saulmarsh and friends will be hosting a family and friends CPR class from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Glacier View School. Limited to 10 on the first go-round. So first come, first serve. Call Susan Saltmarsh on the community phone book list. Susan Saltmarsh, that's November 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. If we go over 10, we might be able to have a second class later on. There will be a booklet, $1.65 a piece, except the council has paid for free booklets. So come and take. There's no testing, no certification, but just good practical CPR learning. Do you remember a year or two ago, we recently had a bit of a workout with DNR and keeping the beautiful, pristine view unencumbered by land sales on that beautiful Glacier View, the south side of the highway? Well, we've been working on graffiti. There's rock graffiti. In other words, people piling rocks up and spelling out names on the sides of the road. And then there's spray paint. Well, the rocks tumble in that, and people can come by here in the community, and we kind of take care of it. But the spray paint graffiti is getting worse, and we're getting better. Recently, a Glacier View Community Council member tried to get that graffiti that was way up high on the gap and decided it wasn't quite safe enough. So that person, and you're talking to him right now, that was me, I bowed out of that and climbed back down. But another brave, hearty soul climbed up there and got rid of that graffiti way up on the Hicks Creek Notch. And we have a new system, so it'll be very easy to do that. So it's a nice little system. It's very simple. We are getting rid of the painted graffiti on our rocks. So when you drive through, you're going to see one of the top 10 scenic byways in the United States. Yes, that's Glacier View. Nice and pristine. Thanks to Bev Beha and her efforts to bring this to light by actually doing it. She and her husband, Keith, have been championing this. Now we post sightings of graffiti on the Glacier View Facebook page so that we can all know and go take care of it. Well, that's it for the Community Council Notes today. Today under Garage Science, we have a concern. Yes, that's CERN, C-E-R-N. CERN is a supercollider site in just outside of Geneva, Switzerland. The biggest of the supercolliders there, and there's more than one, is 27-mile ring underground, buried, sending protons spinning down this trackway in a circle and doing super colliding experiments. That's where they found the Higgs about 5 years ago. They actually confirmed the Higgs event that we read about a while ago. I was actually recently there, actually even underground in some of the places. I was able to tour Atlas, the smaller of the two big super colliders, and see all of the shielding that they had. In fact, there was one block of shielding. Now, shielding is a concrete block that's like, about 10 feet long and about 3-4 feet thick and about 5 feet wide. They're all white concrete, and the concrete has big notches in it, so the overhead crane to pick them up. And they're either painted white or very white concrete. So one of them was set off to the side, setting one of these off to the side. It sounds funny. There's 110,000 pounds of these blocks shielding the Atlas, the anti-proton, the negative proton antimatter factory place. So I was underground in the antimatter factory, saw one of these blocks sitting off to the side, and somebody had scribbled on a piece of paper with a marker, "Do not touch." And there was, it was in a roped off area, but it was right there, right next to the rope, and it's big. And I asked our tour guide, who happened to be a young man in a t-shirt, who was a PhD and a super scientist there, giving the tour, I said, "What happens if I touch it?" And he said, "Well, look down on the side," and there was a radiation symbol. We all decided not to touch the antimatter shielding concrete. Now, when one of the reactors that this had, when the protons spin off, when they're done with the protons and they dump them, they go straight into a shield, a place to absorb the protons. Now, remember, the numbers are very, very, very small. And protons are going almost the speed of light. And we're talking small that you can't see them with the negative eye. You can't see them with a microscope. They're very light puff of protons. No electrons, just plain old protons. When that puff leaves the track and goes into this wall they built that stops it, slows it down, that wall is 10 meters thick. So I don't know how tall and wide it is, but I know it's 30 feet thick, 10 meters. There's another super collider that works for about 6 months out of the year. And the reason is when it dumps the protons, it makes materials for medical hospitals to do research in cancer. For materials that they inject into people to kill cancer cells. Anyway, when they use it for about 6 months, and then for the other 6 months, this concrete lead impregnated wall, it takes 6 months to cool back down from these puffs of protons that are going so fast, and they're only held in place by magnets. Because they'll go through anything but a 30-foot wall of concrete impregnated with lead. Man, CERN is cool. So every weekend, every Saturday, or almost every Saturday, they have open house. I happen to be there for a big event, a Friday night, a very big annual event across Europe on science centers. And evidently in Europe, every year they have a science center celebration. These are real working scientific centers, not museums for students or student places. These are real working labs. I'll also be able to visit the Victor Schoberger Physics Institute in Austria. We'll be talking about that in future programs. And then I was down in Italy, outside of Milan, in Modena, visiting Aerogel, a company down there that manufactures, produces aerogel and aerogel products and new cutting-edge aerogel techniques of use. Well, so more on these scientific wonders and future programs. Look for posts on the Glacier Review on Facebook, the Glacier Review. All right. Well, I think it's time for a little bit of, did someone say Halloween?
Send them Christmas.
Carmina Burana by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Really modern age, very lyrical and electronic new age orchestra doing some really cool classical works. Here is another good Halloween song. Here is A Casket Made of Cypress by the Legay Artis Chamber Choir. Well, that's a little different take on Halloween. Let's follow it up with something a little more hip.
Thank you.
Well, it just keeps getting more interesting and more Halloween-like. That was the main title from Beetlejuice, of course. Some of you oldies out there will recall it, and if you don't know it, it's a really cool tune. Well, that's it for the Glacier Review. Join us on Facebook page. See you next week. Have a great and safe Halloween weekend from Radio Free Palmer.